Right. Welcome to the virtual Babylon Board of Ed School District meeting. Can we all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And that's why we don't do Zoom band rehearsals, because everyone comes in at a different time.
So, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us. On behalf of the Babylon School District, I want to thank you for being here today. I want to take this time to extend a special thank you on behalf of the school district to all of the members of our school community who have worked throughout these last 7 weeks coordinating healthcare needs, equity issues around the basics of food and child care needs, educational needs, and advocacy with our local, state, regional, and federal governments. Our local heroes here in Babylon continue working on the front lines, and they're keeping our communities safe, healthy, and ready to rebuild. So thank you to all of them on behalf of the Board of Education and the district. Today's meeting, we are going to pass a few resolutions. One is an intermunicipal agreement. We did have a question from a community member on that, asking what does that mean? And that is simply a resolution that the Board of Education is asked to pass today that would allow the children of first responders from additional surrounding districts to enroll in the regional child care program that we're hosting here in Babylon. So in order for us to allow those kids in, we have to pass a resolution allowing that agreement to take place between Babylon and those receiving school districts, those sending school districts. Also today, we will be voting on the proposed BOCES budget, as well as the BOCES candidates running for regional BOCES board. And we'll also be discussing where the district is with the budget process right after the resolutions occur. So with that, we hope that all of our Babylon students and our families are happy and most importantly, healthy and content during this time. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to the president.
Okay, under new business, may I have a motion to omnibus items 1 through 3? All right, first, Mrs. Juras, second, Mrs. Donaldson. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor? I'm gonna go around, so unmute. Mrs. Donaldson?
Aye.
Ms. Yes. DeLerba?
Aye.
Mrs. Nowessi?
Aye.
Mrs. Juras?
Aye.
Mrs. Penne?
Aye.
And Mr. Montalto?
Aye.
And I vote in favor, so 7-0, it passes. And may I have a motion to approve items 1 through 3? Mrs. Panay, seconded by Mrs. Nowessi. And I'll go around again and just order that you're on the screen. Mrs. Donaldson? Mrs. DeLerba?
Aye.
Mrs. Nowessi?
Aye.
Mrs. Juras?
Aye.
Mrs. Panay?
Aye.
And Mr. Montalto?
Aye.
And me as well. And so that passes 7-0. Mrs. Rossi?
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, so we have a budget presentation that we are going to talk through today. A copy of this budget presentation will be online for our community to view beginning hopefully sometime tonight. We're going to be talking about a couple of discussion points. We have to let the board know, as well as the community, where the status is of the New York State aid to public schools. And we also want to present some of the hurdles that all school districts throughout New York State are right now facing as COVID-19 has become our reality with, you know, school budgets and the preparation for a vote. So beginning with that, as you all know, back in January of 2020, the district received the governor's executive run of state aid for the 2020-2021 school year. That level of funding was prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. And that level of funding we received back in January was 4.13 of an increase compared to the current year's aid. However, as we all know, everything has drastically changed in our world. On April 2nd, the New York State legislature adopted a state budget that came against the backdrop of COVID-19 as a pandemic. And it's one that reflects a significant impact on state finances, which we believe are going to impact school funding. According to the governor's office, the overall educational funding for next year must be reduced by a total of $1.127 billion throughout the state. And that will be representing what's called the financial pandemic adjustment, which I'm sure a lot of you have been hearing about. So that pandemic adjustment is a new provision in the state's budget that will carry significant uncertainty for school districts across New York State as lawmakers and citizens hope for additional federal funding to close that gap. And we don't know where that is right now. Another new provision in the state budget is the introduction of what we call periodic reviews of state revenue. And what that simply means is that districts throughout New York State could be facing mid-year school cuts. We're hoping that doesn't happen. However, districts have not seen mid-year cuts to education since the 1990s. And for those of you who were around by, at that point, you'll probably remember some of those days. So I'm going to let Dr. Daly take it from here and talk about how state aid is a little bit of a moving target right now. We hope to get more information on the state aid budget picture around May 15th. So at our next meeting on the 18th, we'll have a little more clarity on, you know, where we, you know, are as a school district. Dr. Daly?
Thank you. Okay, so just to backtrack for one moment, the pandemic adjustment is one aspect of state aid that we need to be cognizant of as we finalize the budget development process. The pandemic adjustment to Babylon is, I wouldn't say it's insignificant, but in dollars, it's $73,000. The amount of a pandemic adjustment for each district is proportionate to the level of state aid districts receive. In Babylon, we receive roughly 18% of our revenue in state aid. In districts that receive considerably more, that pandemic adjustment will be larger. So for us, while that number is significant, it's not nearly as bad as it would be for districts that rely more heavily on aid. The thing that we have to be conscious of this year, and all districts have to be conscious of this year, is what the governor is talking about in some of his press conferences. And that is, as the superintendent alluded to, a mid-year reduction. He's mentioned a number as high as 20%. Now that's separate from the pandemic adjustment. The pandemic adjustment is already factored into our plan, our revenue plan. A mid-year adjustment of 20% to Babylon, if it was on the foundation aid, would equate to about $1.1 million. Now, we have an obligation just to bring that up because the governor has mentioned it on more than one occasion, and we don't know what that will be, if at all, but it's something that you have to begin to think about. And I think it's important for the community to understand that. And all communities need to understand that. The state aid run that we received, that the legislature adopted, was not that much lower than what the governor proposed back in January. We all know, and again, it's been repeated over and over, that number is about $15 billion in lost revenue to the state. The governor has said it himself. If we don't have it, we can't give it. So we need to be forewarned. We need to be prepared and think about if that were to happen, what would our options be to continue to deliver the quality education that the people in this community deserve and want? That's it. That's what I think that's something that we need to keep thinking about and keep a close eye on. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Daly.
Sure.
One of the other things too that we've been hearing at the state level is, you know, obviously the recent executive order that has delayed the school budget votes and board member elections until, quote, at least June 1st, based on ongoing public health concerns. So with that, I will tell you all that, you know, the district will obviously share updated budget vote and Board of Education election information as soon as we receive definitive guidance from the State Education Department as to such timelines. I'm going to let Dr. Daly take this next slide talking about the numbers, where we are right now. The numbers regarding the tax levy compliant budget.
So basically, this is nothing new to you. You know that we work with a state formula to identify what our tax levy can increase from year to year. That amount is tied to the change in the CPI, and we also can factor in certain exclusions to the cap. So using that formula, our tax levy, our 2021 tax levy, can increase 2.82%. We do plan on going up to the levy limit, which is a wise thing to do. Right now, that budget-to-budget number that we need to hit to balance the scales increases 1.37%. And that's the target. That's the mark that we have to hit to deliver a tax cap compliant budget.
I'm just going to mention one thing. That's one of the lowest budget to budget increases we've had in quite a long time. 1.37 budget to budget. Just want to bring that out. And I will also, you know, I think I speak for everybody, hopefully, but given the current economic situation, we might want to really consider, you know, staying firm on proposing a budget that adheres to the allowable tax levy cap with everything going on, okay? So what's next? Obviously, school districts around the state are left with, you know, making some, you know, immediate decisions as well as looking ahead as best as we can. Some of the items that we have to discuss having up for consideration is what we have to discuss today, and we're going to outline these for the board. One of those items for consideration in saving money is known as attrition, and that simply means when a district does not plan to replace positions due to pending retirements or resignations. That's a very easy way to help in these kind of budgetary times. So we are recommending that through attrition, through retirements, resignations of key positions where we feel we could cover programs and services with the people we have currently, that is one way and one consideration that we are recommending that those positions not be rehired. Again, without changing, you know, the quality of what we offer kids. One of the other recommendations we have made, and this is really based on enrollment projections, we are going down very slightly. And we've been going down slightly in the last few years, but now it's where, you know, it could have a little bit of an impact. Babylon Elementary School, we're recommending that 1.0 FTE library media specialist position and a 1.0 FTE art position both get reduced to a 0.6 position for each person. That would maintain the current level of services at Babylon Elementary School, where we're not losing services in any way. So that is a recommendation. Also at the K through 5 level, we are recommending the abolishment of the K-5 elementary FLESS program while maintaining 6th grade FLESS. That reduction would equate to 1.4 total FTEs. And when I say FTEs, that means full-time educators. Okay. Dr. Daly, do you want to take the next slide? Dr. Daly? Do you want to take the next slide?
Got it, sorry, sure. Additional items for consideration, K-5 STEAM program, the reductions of one large bus, miscellaneous reductions in technology. There have been a number of assistant coaches identified by the athletic director that while he would never be happy about, but believes that the program could survive without major disruptions to student athletes, a reduction of, I believe it's 4 6th period stipends, and the possible consideration of increasing the current fund balance allocation from 1.4 to 1.6.
Okay. That's if we had to, like seriously had to. As you know, we're trying to reduce the level of appropriations that we have to build the budget with. So right now, last year we had 1.6 allocated, right? For next year, we only have 1.4 allocated, which would help the district's fiscal health. So, but we did put that in there as, you know, one of the options you might want to consider down the road. Okay. Are there any questions? Ann, Mrs. Donaldson.
Hi, thank you. So the reduction in the 6th period stipend, does that mean there will be fewer classes?
No, it's based on, we're seeing, you know, a little tiny bit of dip in enrollment.
Okay.
And, you know, just more tightening. It hasn't been a reduction in, you know, offerings. It's more, you know, yeah. Okay.
And one other thing, I know these are very challenging times, but, you know, I'm gasping at that 1.6 number because just, I'm going back to what the auditors were talking about and how I think we really have to look
right
down the road. So I would hope that maybe we could find that money someplace else. I know it's not easy, but I don't think that going to the 1.6 should be an automatic response. It's my opinion.
Mrs. Panik?
Okay, just so we mentioned the attrition as far as not replacing those teachers that have retired. So initially we had talked about not needing to replace one of them. So are we speaking now about not replacing the three of them?
Yes, we always were, yes.
Okay, but initially but now we are. So that would be, so nobody that's retiring this year, we would be looking to replace.
Current people who put in their paperwork, yes.
Right, which is three, correct?
Still correct.
Three? Okay.
Current people who put in their paperwork, yes.
Okay.
Now, and obviously, then, if okay. someone retires, I'm sorry to interrupt, if someone does retire and it's an area where we have to have a body, okay. that would have to be rehired.
Okay. And so if we went through the first three bullets where it says items of consideration, and then I know there's the next slide, which are additional, mm-hmm. If we follow through with the three main bullets under items that are talking about attrition and the other mm-hmm. two, does that balance the scales? Are we still not, I mean, I know we don't know if there's going to be additional cuts. So
we're very close. We're very close in the scale to meeting the cap.
Okay.
But, you know, we don't know how much more we will be cut until we get some kind of indication at the beginning of May after we get a run, you know, from the April 1st to April 30th timeframe. So I think we're going to have a lot more information coming out next week.
Okay.
Schools are going, we're, as superintendents, we're expecting, you know, more details to come our way so we know what we're dealing with.
So if there aren't any additional cuts,
yes.
we would be pretty well balanced
right there.
Yes. With just those first three items for consideration, correct? Which is the attrition.
There are a couple of points on the other slide too that are taken into that account.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Juris?
Hi, I just want to also, you know, as Ann mentioned, I'd really like to try to avoid getting more fund balance away this year just because we don't know what next year is going to be and we, you know, pushing the can down the road, but I think we can definitely try to hold off on that. And then possibly only needing another 80,000 Are there any other options? So we'd be taking the options from the second slide first for that?
Yes. Correct. Correct. Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Go ahead, Mrs. Penney.
So can I have any employees that will be affected or possibly be affected, because obviously we don't know, have they been, it been discussed with them as far as the reduction from 1 to 0.6?
The definite reductions on the first slide, we can't really talk about employees, but they have.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any further questions? All right, Mrs. Rossi, is there anything else you'd like to discuss, or are we
just
moving
to go
on?
Over future budget discussions and pertinent.
Okay.
We will have another meeting on May 11th, 7:30 p.m. More information about the budget we hope to have for you by then. On May 18th at 7:30 p.m., we will do another budget presentation. I'm thinking we might have a tentative budget adoption by that date. Again, we're waiting for the timeline to come down from state officials. And then, you know, the June dates are yet to be determined as to where we are with a budget and a budget vote. I am hearing, again, nothing has been put on into a memo of any kind, but I am hearing the date of June 9th as a possible budget vote date. But we haven't heard.
When we have to do that, how are we going to do that in, you know, like Governor Cuomo said the other day, he was sending absentee ballots for everything. How are we planning, or are we thinking about that yet? How we're going to have a budget vote in these times?
We're still waiting major guidance on that whole issue.
Okay. That's a problem.
The minute, yeah, it is. So we'll get that out to the board, you know, the minute we get it. But you all had great questions. You really had all great questions, and keep the questions coming. You know, this is a little bit of an uncharted pathway that we're going.
Okay. Okay, so future board meetings. We'll have a regular business meeting on Monday, May 11th, 7:30 p.m. via video conferencing. And may I have a motion to adjourn? Mrs. Juro, seconded by Mrs. Donaldson. All in favor? You can raise your hand. I'm going to scroll to Nick. Okay, there we go. And I do too. So that passes. And thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.